The Hawk is now joining us here on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Andre, thank you so much for joining us. What did Rhino mean to you?
What's that, Andre?
Just give me one second.
You got it, man. You got it.
Yeah, it's emotional for all of us. And hearing that guy talk about you as beautifully as he talked about you, we completely understand.
Yes, sir. It was said earlier today by Sean Dunstan on MLB Network that Ryan Sandberg made sure to call some of his former teammates and friends to say, I love you. And Sean said that he called you, Andre. Is that true? Did Rhino call you this week?
Yeah, we talked about 10 days or so ago.
Hmm.
And, you know, he was so positive, so upbeat. And he never wanted you to think that anything was wrong. But after we hung up, his daughter just said, I'm going to let you all know what really is going on. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Man, we appreciate you being with us on the phone at a moment like this. I can't imagine how hard it must be to think about your friend and teammate who's just passed.
Yeah, when I found out, you know, the things that pretty much taking a turn for the worse. The one thing she said, Andre, Sean, I'm going to let you know what's really going on. She said, Dad is, he had a tough night, and he's gonna start hospice, and the doctors are only giving him a week.
Mm.
And that was sort of hard to take in. But I guess ultimately, you know, this day was coming. You had to prepare yourself for it. I can't imagine, you know, what it's been like with this family to, you know, go through the ordeal itself. But Rhino was, you know, he was everything to me. I lockered between him and Sean Dunstan, and he would speak, and Sean would say, you know, that's all you're going to get. And Sean would start chirping, and Rhino would look at me, I'd look at him. And they say, Hawk, welcome to the next 6 months. But he was, I tell you what, he was, you're talking about right there at the top, one of my all-time favorite teammates. You know, he was like a brother. And just to, you know, hear him loosen up so much post-career, that's when he, you know, really was a little bit more talkative. And we would chat on occasions, especially a little bit more when it was diagnosed, you know, when he was diagnosed with the prostate issue. I talked with him about my ordeal with prostate cancer and, you know, how I was cancer-free and how I was going to pray and pray hard for him to get through this. It's a process. And we just, you know, talked on occasions about the progress he was making. And then when he was once declared cancer-free, you know, There was a lot of jubilation. I could hear it in his voice. I could see it when I saw him. And then when it, you know, when it resurfaced and it was determined that it had metastasized, that's, I knew that that meant the worst. And, you know, I don't want to go off course too much, but I just want to say, you know, he meant everything to me. He was like a brother, and he was a consummate professional, great teammate, phenomenal ball player, and, you know, going to be greatly missed.
For people that didn't have the pleasure of being in those clubhouses with you guys, what was it about him that made you connect? Because, I mean, truth be told, Hawkey, you were known as a pretty serious guy, too, back in the day. So I feel like that connection with two guys who worked as hard as you guys did is a pretty easy connection to make.
Well, I could look to my right and I could see a resemblance of myself. I was not that outspoken. Kept to myself a lot, on the quiet side. I believed in leading by example, going out, playing every day if that was possible, and just leaving everything out on the field, and that's how he played. He practiced that way, he played that way, and it rubbed off on you. He rubbed off on a lot of ball players, not just in that clubhouse, but around the game itself. And, you know, like I said, he was just right to my right. I could reach out and I could touch him. And it was just, you know, fun and exciting for me to be able to be on the same playing field with him and being able to even learn some things from him, even though I had a few years in the major leagues on him. But, you know, he was just an individual that he would rub off on you in the most positive way possible. And you loved him for that.
Talking to Andre Dawson, the Hall of Famer, right here on the Spiegel & Holmes Show on The Score. You, as an ambassador, have been wonderful with the Cubs. Ryan Sandberg, as an ambassador here in, you know, the last decade or so of his life, was just wonderful. He really took to that role, didn't he, Hawk? The way that you're talking about his personality kind of blooming, it seemed like he'd gotten very comfortable and enjoyed doing that these recent years.
Yeah, he did, because people loved him. And he understood that, he embraced it, and he took it for what it was worth. You always saw him with a smile on his face. That's what I'll always remember. And he was so down to earth. He wasn't animated at all. He played the game the way he was supposed to play it. And like I say, he just left everything out on the field.
Well, Hawk, we appreciate you. We truly do. We know that this is hard. Like, this is as hard as it is for those of us that watch them from afar, for someone who was there with them, it's got to be painful. And so we appreciate you picking up the phone, and we thank you very much for sharing your stories of Rhino with the people who absolutely loved him here in Chicago. Thanks for joining us today.
Okay, guys. Thank you.
Thank you, Andre.